Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let the absurdity continue. Gina Daly of The Daily Gist joins me now. Good afternoon, Gina.
Hi, Brendan. How's it going?
Great. And today we're going to talk about potatoes, Gina, because we are coming up to that time of year when we have meals with maybe three, four types of potatoes. Roast potatoes. Everyone has their own roast potato tricks and techniques, which I presume they'll start texting into us now. How do you do them?
I'm going to annoy you now, Brendan. I do mine in the air fryer.
I've nothing against air fryers.
You haven't got one yet, though, have you?
That's personal.
So my potato, my method for making my roast potatoes. So I parboil them first. I use a nice rooster and I do them in the microwave rather than boiling them in a pot. So I peel them, chop them, rinse them and drain all the water and then pop them in the microwave until they're soft to the touch, not mushy. And then I may dust off my oven for Christmas, but the air fryer, I just throw goose fat in it for Christmas. In the bottom, I take the tray out, heat it up, and then give the potatoes a good fluff up to get them nice and crispy on the outside, and then throw them in and let the air fryer do its job.
Okay. How many air fryers do you have on the go then if you in a meal? If you're doing the potatoes in one, like presumably all the other stuff has to be in air fryers as well, does it?
I will use the oven for Christmas, but I do. Okay. I have an air fryer that has two drawers, and I have another air fryer. I have like seven air fryers altogether, but not all on the go at one time.
Okay, so you're like you sweating in a hot kitchen is actually like running between air fryers, basically various stuff going on.
Absolutely. Okay. There's no sweat at all. It's easy. It's very easy.
Yeah. And chips then, you do them in the air fryer as well, obviously, yeah?
Yes, same method, except to just chop them into chips and do the same thing, throw them in the microwave and in the air fryer. And there's just no preheating or anything like that. It's just so more.
So a chip doesn't need to be parboiled, they go straight into the air fryer?
Well, you can, but I like to parboil them first. Otherwise, they'd be like little bullets. So I like to make them a little bit soft first.
And listen, you know the way you'd go all out and use the goose fat at Christmas for the roast potatoes? Are you using that bloody low-calorie spray oil to make your chips and your roast potatoes the rest of the year, yeah?
I use rapeseed oil. And it's when I say low-cal, it's in a spray bottle so you can control the amount that you're using. So, you know, it's not like I don't use kind of the chemically one. I use the nice rapeseed oil and that's really good.
Yeah. And you still get a nice kind of you'll get that combination of crisp and moist that we want from a chip or a roast potato with the spray.
Yeah. And it gives them a really nice colour as well, because the rapeseed is kind of like a yellowy colour to it. And it gives it, see, it's got a higher smoke point. So when you're cooking it in the air fryer or using high temperatures, it doesn't burn and doesn't give that smoky. So it's really good, a really good oil to use for potatoes.
Okay, now that's two types of potatoes, right? We'll go for a third, because a lot of people, let's face it, there will be a third type of potato. You love a potato gratin, and you've given us a recipe for that. Talk us through it.
So I do a kind of a lower calorie version. So I use rooster potatoes and I slice them up, and I use Parmesan light cream and chicken stock. So I mix all of that together, a bit of garlic, layer up my sliced potatoes, pour over the chicken stock and cream, and top it off with some cheddar cheese. And again, you can do that in the air fryer, but I do that in the oven.
Straight into the air fryer.
Your phone will be hopping now. I just do it in the air fryer. The oven is just crying at me every day. Like, he used me.
You see, I don't have any issue with air fryers. It's like you're taking a lot of the technique out of cooking, though. You know, normally it's like, oh, go heat the oven to so much, and there's a load of information about put some tin foil over, take that off at a certain point, and all this. You're basically like,
no.
Throw it together, bish bash bosh,
in, yeah.
Into the air fryer. Like, do you need to time stuff or anything? In an air fryer, do you just keep an eye, like?
Yeah, well, over the years, I kind of have my own, I know myself how long they'll take. But I always give the cooking instructions or the times for the amount that you're using. But it's just something you kind of become accustomed to after a while.
And does the air fryer have different temperature settings, or is it just an air fryer, just fries with air?
No, there's different temperatures. Like, it'll go from 100 and I think it's 130, or even might be somewhere lower, up to 200, and mine goes up to 220. And it has like a bake function, a dehydrate function. So the fan that cooks the food, say on a bake option, if you're using wet ingredients, it's a lower fan, so it doesn't splash everything around. So, like, it's
okay, so there's an element, there is technique and there is calibration involved in the air fryer. Yeah. How many air fryers will you have on the go for Christmas dinner now?
Well, I go to my sister's for this Christmas. I've actually only ever done Christmas dinner, I think, once, maybe twice. I like to take the day off and go and get fed.
And eat something that's not out of an air fryer. Yeah. Okay, and listen, you're giving us a recipe for potato croquettes as well. We don't need to talk through it now. It's basically mash with some panko breadcrumbs, and you guessed it, stick it in the air fryer. But look, we'll put all that up, Gina. Listen, people, this is what people want. They want simplicity in their lives. Okay, Gina Daly of The Daily Dish, thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Brendan.
See ya.